reading information relative to your cursor or insertion point. When you're in a program that uses a cursor, such as a word processor, like Notepad, WordPad, or Microsoft Word, Window Eyes can track your position and, based on what you're doing, read the information that you need to hear. It also provides commands that let you read information around your cursor without actually moving it. To show you what I mean, I've prepared a sample document in Notepad. I can move to the top and bottom of the document with Control Home and Control End. Notice that Window Eyes will tell us what we're doing. Let's press Control Home to move to the beginning of our test document.
Beginning of document. Hello. This is a test. This is the third sentence. Here's another one for good measure.
Notice that Window Eyes told us that we moved to the beginning of the document, and it also read the first line of text. Pressing Control End will move us to the bottom of the document. Notice what Window Eyes says there.
End of document.
It just said end of document. The reason it didn't read any text this time is because the last line in my document is blank. If there were text here, however, Window Eyes would read it. So let's press Control Home to move to the top of our document again.
Beginning of document. Hello.
And I just pressed the Control key to silence Window Eyes. So just like with Control Home and Control End to move to the top and bottom of the document, we can also press Home and End by themselves to move to the beginning and end of the current line. Let's press Home.
Beginning of line. H.
And Window Eyes said beginning of line, and it also read the first character on that line. If we press End.
End of line. Period.
Window Eyes said end of line, and then period, because the period that I typed is the last character on this line. Let's press Home to go to the beginning again.
Beginning of line. H.
We can start reading the text in this document with the arrow keys. The left and right arrows will move us one character at a time. Notice that Window Eyes will keep up as we move. Let's press the right arrow to start moving. Remember that we're on the H of hello, and also notice that Window Eyes set it in a higher pitch than normal. This means that the H has been capitalized. Let's press the right arrow a few times to move character by character.
E, L, L, O, period, space, T.
There's another capital letter.
H, I, S, space.
And we can go to the left just as easily by pressing the left arrow.
S, I, H, T, space, period, O, L, L, E, H.
There's the H of hello. We can also move by words. To do this, hold down the Control key and press the left and right arrow keys, just as we did before.
This is a test. This is the third sentence.
And we can go the opposite direction, again, by holding down the Control key and tapping the left arrow.
Third, the is this test. A is this hello.
We can also move line by line with the up and down arrow keys. Let's press the down arrow key to move to the next line and see what that says.
This is the second line of the paragraph.
Window Eyes didn't say anything when I pressed the down arrow again because we reached a blank line. If I turned on the blank lines option under the screen area of the Window Eyes control panel, then Window Eyes would have said blank at this point, but that option is off, which is why Window Eyes didn't say anything here. Let's press the down arrow again.
Here is a second paragraph, and this is the final sentence.
And down one more time. And again, nothing because we're on a blank line. So let's move back to the top of our document with Control Home.
Beginning of document. Hello, this is a test. This is the third sentence. Here's another one for good measure.
Now so far we've been exploring simply by moving the physical cursor around, but for the sake of example, let's say you don't want to move the cursor, or for some reason you can't move the cursor, but you still want to be able to review what's around it. Window Eyes provides several commands you can use to do this. We will only touch on a few of these just to give you an idea of how powerful this review can be. The following assume you're using the default Window Eyes layout and that you have a numeric keypad on your keyboard. If your keyboard does not have a numeric keypad, or numpad for short, or you're using a layout other than the Window Eyes default, then consult the hotkey reference at the end of the Window Eyes manual to see which keystrokes you need to press to perform the actions we're going to discuss. First, let's read the current line. To do that, hold down the Control key and press the number 5 on your numeric keypad. The 5 key typically has a raised dot or nib on it so that you can easily identify it, just like you might find on a telephone or a calculator. Now press and hold the Control key, and while that's down, press the number 5, and that will cause WindowEyes to read the line on which the cursor is currently positioned.
Hello, this is a test. This is the third sentence. Here's another one for good measure.
Okay, so Control Numpad 5. That will always read the current line your cursor is on if you have a cursor. Next, we can look at the currently focused character by pressing Control Numpad 4.
H.
And we heard H. We can press this key again to hear the character's phonetic. So for example, if you're on a B, a C, a D, or a T, or a Z, or any other letter that happens to sound like another, you can press this key to hear a phonetic representation of that. For example, since we're on H, WindowEyes will say hotel.
Hotel.
Control Numpad 6 will read the currently focused word.
Hello.
If we press it again, WindowEyes will spell the word.
H-E-L-L-O period.
And if we press it a third time, WindowEyes will spell the word with the phonetic letters. For example, we will hear Hotel Echo Lima Lima Oscar.
Hotel Echo Lima Lima Oscar period.
To hear the currently focused sentence, we can press Control Numpad 2. This is right beneath the 5 key.
Hello.
Since hello was one word, the feedback we got was more or less the same as we got with Control Numpad 6. To show that this is different, I'm going to press the Control Right arrow key once to move to the next sentence.
This.
Okay, now we'll press Control Numpad 4 to read the current character.
T.
Control Numpad 6 to read the current word.
This.
And Control Numpad 2 to read the current sentence.
This is a test.
Finally, Control Numpad 8 will read the entire paragraph in which the cursor is positioned. WindowEyes considers text that's around the cursor to be a paragraph up to the point where there is more than one blank line separating that text from another. Let's press Control Numpad 8 to read the currently focused paragraph.
Hello, this is a test. This is the third sentence. Here's another one for good measure. This is the second line of the paragraph.
Now that recall that after that second line of the paragraph, we had a blank line followed by two more sentences. If I press the down arrow to move to that,
this is the second line of the paragraph.
And once more.
Here is a second paragraph, and this is the final sentence.
Now if I read with Control Numpad 8, we will hear this paragraph.
Here is a second paragraph, and this is the final sentence.
Another useful command that we briefly introduced at the beginning of this tutorial is the Read to End hotkey. Read to End will start WindowEyes reading from your current position down to either the end of the document or until you press something like the Control key to interrupt speech. To demonstrate this, I will press Control Home to move to the top of the document, and then issue the Read to End command, which is Control Shift R, and listen to what happens.
Beginning of document. Hello, this is a test. This is the third sentence. Here's another one for good measure. This is the second line of the paragraph. Here is a second paragraph. And this is the final sentence.
And it read the entire contents of the document. The final reading command I want to demonstrate is the Mark Block command. Just as when we were reading text with the arrow keys and the control arrow keys, you can add the Shift key to select each unit of text. For example, Shift left and right will select one character at a time. Control Shift left and right will select a word at a time. And Shift up and Shift down will select actual lines at a time. So let's press Control Shift right to select a few words.
Hello, selected.
Notice that WindowEyes tells us that this text is being selected.
This selected, is selected, a selected, test, selected.
Now, if, say, I decide I don't want to select this last word, I can press Control Shift left arrow to unselect it. Or if I want to unselect certain characters, I can just press Shift left arrow to move the selection back, and it will tell us as we unselect. So let's press Shift left arrow to unselect a few characters.
Space unselected, period, unselected, T unselected, S unselected, E unselected.
Okay, so now we just have hello, this is a T selected. And when this kind of text is selected, we can use a command like Control X to cut it to the clipboard, Control C to copy it to the clipboard, or the Delete key to completely remove it from the document, and so forth. But the reading command I want to show you is the Mark Block command, accessed with Control Shift M. This will cause WindowEyes to read the text that's currently selected. Let's press this command now to see what WindowEyes says.
Hello, this is a T.
And there you heard it said, hello, this is a T, which is exactly what we expected to hear. WindowEyes offers many more reading commands, and you can learn more about them by consulting the hotkey reference in the WindowEyes User's Manual, or by looking at the cursor section of the hotkeys part of the WindowEyes control panel. Now that we can read information relative to the cursor, let's move on to the next section.